Welcome to our Sunday night Bible study tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about seven things God does for us when we cast our cares upon Him. The Bible teaches us that if we cast our cares upon Jesus, He will take care of us. So we're going to study tonight about how God cares about us and what He'll do if we cast our cares upon Him. I want to read a little story to you before we get into our message. A pastor once wrote, 10 years ago, his oldest son, Joshua, joined the U.S. Navy. Last month, his youngest son, his 17-year-old boy, Alex, joined the U.S. Marines. While he was a mess when Alex left last month for boot camp, he was a bigger mess 10 years ago when Joshua left for basic training. He recalls this, "I remember crying in my car when Joshua left for the Middle East. He began to pray, 'Lord, my son is going to Bahrain alone. He's just a baby.' Then he remembered what David wrote in Psalms 139, verse 7, 'Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence?' With that verse, God reminded him that just as he had been with him all these years when he was barely making it a single dad, he would be with Joshua as well. The Holy Spirit reminded him of this verse when Alex left for the Marines recruiting training in September. His daughter will be leaving for college in 2 years, and he knows he'll experience separation anxiety when she leaves as well. Although he loves all of his children, his daughter and him have an exceptionally close relationship because he lost his wife years before and they had done a lot of stuff together after her passing. They shopped for makeup and clothes together. They discussed hairstyles and boys as well. You get the picture. Parents hold their children near to their hearts because they love and care for them. As they worry for them and the rest of life's responsibilities, they carry heavy burdens that their shoulders and spirits weren't designed to carry. While casting our cares upon the Lord may be difficult, doing so is vital to our spiritual, emotional, and physical health. God cares about us and wants us to cast our cares upon Him, exchanging our worry and anxiety for His blessings. Open your Bibles tonight to the book of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5. Let's read verses 6 and 7. The Bible says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." Let's pray. Father, we thank You, Lord, for Your Word. We thank You, Lord, for the presence we've everyone here tonight to study Your Word. And we ask You, Father, that You'll give us understanding. You'll give us the wisdom that we need to understand Your Word. And Father, we pray that You'll fill our hearts with Your comfort tonight as we come before You. For it's in Christ's name I ask it all. Amen. So what are the seven things God does for us when we cast our cares upon Him? Number one, He gives us peace. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Now I want you to notice this verse. The Bible says, be careful, and that word careful is anxious. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, bring your cares to God through prayer and supplication, and let your requests be made known unto God. And what will He do if you do that? The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. He gives us peace when we cast our cares upon Him. He gives us strength. He gives us wisdom. He gives us all we need to pass that understanding When he gives us that peace of God and we cast our cares upon him, he gives us a peace that we cannot find in the world. Holding on to cares causes sleepless nights, upset stomachs, headaches, and much, much more. We can cast our cares on the Lord. He gives us rest. He calms our hearts. He calms our stomach aches. He heals our headaches and gives us peace. Remember when the disciple faced the storm and found Jesus asleep in the boat. Matthew 8, verse 25 and 26. And his disciples came unto him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Listen, God will calm your heart if you cast your prayers upon him. God will give you a peace that passes all understanding if you'll just come to him with your cares, your worries, your anxiousness, and everything that is bothering you tonight. If you'll cast your cares upon Jesus, God wants to provide us with the kind of peace Jesus had, the type of peace where we can rest in the storms. So cast your cares on Jesus and experience that peace that surpasses all understanding. The second thing Jesus will do if we cast our cares upon him is he will give us strength. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 16. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Listen, we are spiritually stronger than we think with Christ by our side, and we need to be because we are in a spiritual battle daily, according to Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 12. The Bible tells us, Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Pull on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of this darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Unfortunately, some of us are walking around in a weakened state because we lean and rely upon our own strength. Our strength will fail us, but God's power only gets stronger. When we cast our cares upon the Lord and he gives us strength, there's nothing we can endure. We can face any overwhelming obstacle, strengthened in the midst of it. We can battle Satan, especially in our minds, when we lean upon the Lord. Notice what Ephesians 6 says. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That is a sign that we all need to look at tonight. We all need to trust in the Lord and lean on him to give us the power that we need to fight Satan. Listen very carefully. We fight a spiritual battle every day in our mind. We fight a spiritual battle in hidden places in this world. He is constantly bombarding us with temptations, bombarding us with things to confuse our mind and to lead us away from God. So what do we need to do? We need to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Only leaning on the Lord in the power of his might can we hope to ever battle Satan, especially in our minds. This will give you the strength you need. When you cast your cares upon the Lord, he will strengthen you and give you that strength that you need to battle Satan. Thirdly, when we cast our cares upon the Lord, he gives us the wisdom we need to understand his word. James chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any man of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. Notice that last passage that we just read in verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, ask God. Ask God as you lean on him, as you carry your cares to him, as you carry your burdens to him. Ask him to give you that wisdom you need to understand his word and to lean on his word and the promises of his word, that he may comfort you in your times of trouble. David was a man that ran from God. David was a man that faced all kind of barriers. David was a man that had to fight his own children to stay alive. He ran from Saul to save his life. All these things he did. But what did he do? He trusted in the Lord. He cast his cares upon the Lord. He prayed several times in the book of Psalms that God would help him through all of these things. And one of the things that care, stress, anxiety does is box us in, makes us believe we don't have choices. When we carry the cares of the world on our shoulders, we forget God has options, and we settle for mediocrity instead of seeking God for wisdom. However, the Holy Spirit will provide us with wisdom, ideas, and choices we didn't see when we cast our cares upon the Lord. Never feel as though you don't have an opportunity and must settle for less things. Instead, seek the Lord for wisdom. He will show you hidden things that you did not consider before. Isaiah 45, 1 through 3. The Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand have I holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the lines of kings, to open before him the two leveled gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness, and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel." God told Isaiah, if he had just pray to him, if he would just cast all his cares upon him, he would make the crooked places straight. He would break the pieces, the gates of brass, and cut them asunder the bars of iron. And he'll do the same for you today. If you'll just trust the Lord, if you'll cast your cares upon him, if you'll bring all your burdens to him, he'll break the chains of Satan. He'll break all of those things that are holding your spirit back to worship God. He'll break everything that is causing you to have all this anxiety. Fourthly, when we cast our cares upon Jesus, he provides for our provisions. Philippians chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. "But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, the sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Notice that passage in verse 19. My God, if you'll cast all your cares upon him, will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, this is not for people that are here tonight that are lost. This is referring to every child of God. God, in His wisdom, God, in His abundance of grace, God, in everything that God possesses, He'll supply all of your need. Now, I don't want you to get this wrong. God did not say He would supply all that you want. He said, I will supply all that you need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, many people take this wrong. They think this passage means God will supply everything I want, everything I have, everything I can possibly request of Him. But I want to tell you something, my friend. God never in any place in His Word says that He'll provide everything we actually want. God said, I will provide all that you need. And what did Jesus say we needed? Food and clothing. He didn't ever promise us a nice house. He didn't ever promise us a nice car. He didn't ever promise us a mansion on the hill. He didn't ever promise us a fine automobile to drive. What did He promise us? Food and clothing. That's all you need to survive. Now, many people will say, well, I want more than that. If I'm a Christian, I have got to have more than that. Let me tell you something, my friend. What's it going to do you any good if you have all the riches of the world when you die? Let me tell you something. You'll leave them to your children, or they'll be given to the government to pay your debts. You cannot carry them with you. You cannot carry your riches to glory with you when you go. So, God said, I'll supply all of your need according to His riches and glory. Experiencing lack is a sure way to feel burdened by cares. However, the Bible promises God will supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory. And what are His riches and glory? God owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. He owns everything that we could ever imagine. And He can bestow those things on your life if you'll just cast your cares upon Him. God has more than enough resources to provide for my needs, your needs, and our neighbor's needs. Casting our cares on God shows we have faith that He'll supply all of our needs. And God rewards our faith by sending the necessary help. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4 through 6. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In this passage, we see that God provided everything that the people needed. He provided for Cain. He provided for everything God would have to give to Enoch. He provided everything that God would have to everyone in the Old Testament. They never lacked for anything. They never wanted for anything. The Israelites, as they traveled through the wilderness, never lacked for anything. They had, what did they have? They had food and they had water. They had clothes that lasted them 40 years. They had shoes that did not wear out for 40 years. They had everything they needed. Now, many of them did not have a home when they was in bondage to the Babylonians, but when they were on the way to the promised land, when they were in the wilderness, God provided what they needed. God provided everything. And go back to Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The Israelites must have thought, why does not God bless us more than he is blessing us? Let me tell you why. Because God wanted them to trust him on their journey. God wanted them to trust him as he led them through the wilderness on to the promised land. God did not give them anything but food and water, but he allowed their clothes to last 40 years. The help that God sends can take many forms, but until we cast our cares on the Lord, we might not recognize the help when he sends it. Furthermore, God will fight our battles and give us victory when we cast our cares upon him. 1 Samuel 17, verse 46 and 47. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth, not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into your hands. Listen, God provided for the Israelites. And in this passage in 1 Samuel, we know and we see that God delivered all the Israelites out of the hands of the Philistines. Listen, my friend, the fifth thing God does when we cast our cares upon him, he gives us joy. John 15, verse 9 through 11. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. This is Jesus speaking now. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that you my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Now we may go through this life with cares and worries and all this anxiety, but if we cast our cares on Jesus, what does he say? I'll give you a joy that you can't get from the world. No one likes to worry, but in the world we live in, Christians seem to worry about everything. No one likes to be weighed down by the cares of this world. We want to be happy and joyous. When we cast our cares on the Lord, he exchanges our cares with his joy. His joy is present despite what goes on in our lives. Thus, God's joy is better than happiness. His joy gives us a better outlook on life than the things we're experiencing. When we cast our cares upon Jesus, we can face any sickness. We can face any burden. We can face the death of a loved one with joy. No matter what you're facing today, God, if you cast your cares upon Jesus, he'll give you the joy that will bring you through everything, and he'll give you a joy that the world can't give you. The sixth thing that God does when you cast your cares upon him, he changes our perspective. Romans 8, verse 26 through 28. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself makes intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his word. When we're feeling like life has gone against us and everything is falling apart, we must view things through God's lens. When we do so, we see things from a higher vantage point, from a better perspective. When we change our perspective, we realize things aren't as bad as they seem. Even when things are going bad, we can rest assured that all things are working together for our good. Even when we feel like life is falling apart and there's no hope to be found, remember Paul's word, all things are working together for your good. Even when your bank accounts seem to be dwindling down faster than it's filling up, remember Paul's words, all things are working together for our good. And finally, when we cast our cares upon Jesus, God will provide healing. James chapter 5, verse 12 through 16. But of all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven nor by earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay, lest you fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. If he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Listen, my friend, many of us are hurting because of the cares and the burdens we've been carrying. Some of us are spiritually, emotionally, and physically bruised and drained. Yet Jesus says in Luke 4:18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, to recover the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." We don't have to live poor, brokenhearted, enslaved, blind, bruised lives. Indeed, we can live the abundant life Christ came to give us. John 10:10 says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus says, I have come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly." If we choose to, we can enjoy lives full of love, joy, and peace from the effects of the overflowing stress and anxiety that comes from carrying heavy burdens. The pastor we were discussing earlier said this, "Since my son Alex left in September, I find myself checking the mailbox for his letters every day. I don't usually check the mailbox often, but I've been doing so constantly since he left." He says this, "I miss my son so much, and I worry about him a lot. I don't worry too much about the physical demands being placed upon him because he was an athlete in high school. I worry whether he's being treated fairly and respectfully. I want him to do well. I want him to pass every test. But I had to put Alex in God's hand just as I had to put Joshua in God's hand 10 years ago. I have to remember that God holds Alex in the palm of his hands. I have to remember that God can take much better care of my son than I ever could. I have to remember God loves Alex more than I ever will. Yes, I had to cast my cares on the Lord because I know he cares for me. And he cares for my children, spouse, dad, extended family, home, job, business, and bills. God cares about us all. I trust him, and I know he's working all things out for the good of my son. Today, we need to face the fact that when we place our trust, when we place our cares upon the Lord, he can do these 7 things, which will ease your mind, which will calm your fears, which will help you deal with the tragedies of life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the night that we have here to come together, Lord, to teach your word and to study in our Bible study tonight. We pray, Father, for those that are sick, those that are in the hospitals, and those in the nursing homes. Father, heal them. Bring them back to us. And we pray, Father, that you'll bring those that are wayward back home. We pray, Father, that you would take us, use us to be witnesses in this world, to lead others to you. For it's in Christ's name we ask it all. Amen.